You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S. Because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. So I'm super excited about this episode because one of my dreams when I started this podcast was to have people come on the show and share their journaling stories, share their love for journaling, how they got into it, how it's helped them. And today is going to be our first time doing that. So today we have a very special guest. Her name is LaRonica. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
LaRonica is a member of C. Jane Write, which if you don't know, that's my website and community for women who write. And LaRonica loves journals and journaling as much as I do, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
So is there anything else other than your love for journaling? Is there anything else you want the people to know about you?
Well, I am originally from Louisiana.
Okay.
And all of my friends know that if they cannot find me or get in touch with me, I am usually reading or in the library or in a bookstore.
Okay.
And they know not to bother me.
Don't bother her, y'all.
Do not bother me.
Don't bother her. So tell me, when did you start journaling and how did you get into it?
Ooh, let's see. I was in the eighth grade. Okay. And we had an assignment and it was once a week. And the teacher said, okay, everybody, we're going to do an assignment where you're going to take a little time to write in your notebook. So I'm thinking, okay, well, what do you write about? And she just said, just write about anything. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever comes to mind. And I'm like, okay. So there was this guy that I thought was really cute. I should name him, but I don't know who's going to be listening to this podcast. I'll name him later. Anyway, so I'm thinking, okay, this guy's really cute. So I wrote it down and I was talking about him and everything he was wearing. And I turned it in and I didn't know if she was going to read it or not, mm-hmm. but she did. And she commented it and she was talking back and forth with me. And I'm thinking, oh, is this what this is about? Like, you get to communicate on paper. And every week we got a chance to do that. And she would communicate. And she didn't grade it. It was just an opportunity to express how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I started doing it myself at home, just, you know, randomly writing stuff down and talking about stuff to myself.
Okay.
And that's just kind of how it started. And I've been doing it ever since.
So with the eighth grade project, you know, you had that teacher talking back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you started journaling on your own, there's nobody talking back to you.
Right.
So what did you love about journaling just for yourself?
Well, for me, I learned more about myself because I realized that when I started to write things down on paper, I understood more about who I was.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, you can think out loud, but when you write it down and when you see words on paper, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then people can talk to you, but when you write it down and when you see those words, you're like, aha, okay, because those are your words.
Mm-hmm.
God put those words in me. I put those words on paper. That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, those words change daily, yearly, but for me, that's what I'm thinking at that moment.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to write stuff down.
I love that. So have you been journaling consistently since the eighth grade? Or has there ever been times where you would go like a long period of time without journaling? What's that been like?
For the most part, it's been consistent, but I did go a couple of years without journaling.
Okay. What happened there?
And so I think I was stressed to the point where journaling felt like it was too much of a chore.
Okay.
Not so much that it was going to be helpful or hurtful. I just felt like there was too much going on for me to to utilize pen and paper.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even reading at the time.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I knew mm-hmm. I was stressed, because if I wasn't taking time to read, then I think I was really stressed. Now, that didn't mean that I didn't take some old journals and go back and read stuff, but I just didn't take time to document what was happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish I did, because I would have been able to figure out what was happening and why I was so stressed out.
Right.
But, you know, looking back, you don't think about it. Mm-hmm. And back then, there was nobody talking about therapy. You know, you could have been doing yourself therapy back then, but I wasn't doing that. I was probably late 20s, early 30s, and mm-hmm. not really thinking about what I should have been doing when I was stressed out. But it probably would have helped, I think. But yeah, so I went a couple of years and didn't do a lot of writing. And I think, you know, I wish I had, because I would have figured out what was going on. But yeah, I realized that I needed to do that more. So yes. I missed it.
So what got you back to it?
I think maybe it could have been my faith. I think it was, I'd gone to church, maybe. It was something that happened. And I think I was either writing a scripture, something that was happening, and I was writing it down, and I think I was just talking out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I'm like, you know what? I have not done this in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed it. And it helped me more than I realized. And I said, okay, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to get back to this.
Yeah.
And it was helpful. And I'm glad I did.
So what does your journaling practice look like now? Do you journal every day? Do you have like a routine, or do you just journal when the feeling hits you? How does it work for you?
Well, I have several journals.
Okay.
Let's start with
that. I love that. So after we take a break, we're going to talk about all of the mini journals.
Okay. So I do journal every day.
Okay.
I say every day, but let's say I put pen to paper.
Okay.
And so that could mean just maybe three lines of reminders. And to me, that's a journaling mm-hmm. type of exercise.
Yeah.
Right? So I can say every day. It might be in the morning. It might be in the afternoon. It might be in the evening. So yeah, I do. It's for me, an opportunity to take a break and get some stuff out of my brain mm-hmm. and put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
It may not make any sense to everybody else, but it makes sense to me. So, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about all of these many different types of journals that
yes.
you have. Because if y'all have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I have many different types of journals too. So LaRonica is a woman after my own heart.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. And there's something else that you said that I want to talk about more. You talked about how you go back and you look through your journal. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that process too. So we're going to get into that and so much more after this quick break. The Righteous Bay Podcast is a production of C. Jane Wright, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, C. Jane Wright empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for C. Jane Wright Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. Leading this journaling workshop recently, and I was talking about prayer journaling, and then I was talking about other types of journals, mm-hmm. right? And so someone in the workshop asked me, well, why don't you just keep that all in one journal? Mm-hmm. So she wanted to know why I didn't just have my prayers in the same journal with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be honest with her and just tell her, I cuss a lot. A lot of people don't know that about me unless they know me, like, for real, for real.
Right.
Because they think I'm like this nice, sweet little lady. But nah, y'all, I cuss a lot.
You can't combine it.
Right. I can't be cussing in my prayer journal. Right? So yes, I have a prayer journal. And then I have a journal for my cussing.
You have a cussing journal.
A cussing journal.
Maybe you should have a page in the prayer journal for cussing.
Oh, I never thought about that.
You know, just that side page. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, tell me, and folks, if you've been listening to this for a while, you know, I have a prayer journal, I have a fitness journal, I have a business journal, like all this stuff. So tell me, what kind of journals do you have?
So I do have a prayer journal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of a prayer journal, gratitude journal.
Oh,
Now, it didn't start out as the gratitude journal, but the prayer journal started out as sort of, I was writing scriptures, and then from the scripture, I ended up just sort of praying from the scripture, because, you know, they always say, okay, you got to pray the scripture, right? And So I was doing that, and it turned into sort of using that as a devotional, and then it just became my prayer journal. Well, once I got into that, I realized that I also liked using a separate journal for just Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if I'm taking notes, I'm all over the place. And depending on who I'm listening to or what they're saying, I have notes everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that kind of takes away from just prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a separate journal.
Okay.
So I've got, you know, Bible study or Sunday school or Wednesday night service or whatever. So that's a separate journal.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got, scripture journals.
Okay.
Or maybe not scriptures, but like if you're looking for a scripture for worry or a scripture for faith.
Oh, right. Okay. You
and
have
so
them kind of categorized.
It's categorized.
Okay.
And so I have little tabs, and I created it just, you know, got little tabs, and so I put worry, and every time I see a scripture on worry, I'll go in and I'll write it down.
Every time I see a scripture on strength,
I'll go in and I'll write it down. And so then it's sort of like a go-to scripture book.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back and I say, okay. And that way, it's there for me when I need it as a reference. As opposed to flipping around, looking,
mm-hmm.
I've got it there. And so I usually take that with me along with my catch-all journal.
Okay.
Which is my everyday journal.
Okay.
Now that is the, Lord, what am I going to do? I don't know what's going on in my life. That's that journal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, that's a combination of everything. Now,
okay.
That I keep with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I'm traveling, that's going to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, that means that I may not have my prayer journal. I may not have anything else, but my catch-all journal is going to always be with me.
Okay.
Because the catch-all, I can put everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can write about a scripture. I can write about sermons. But I'm going to have the catch-all journal no matter what.
Okay.
And so that sort of is the main journal.
Okay.
There are other journals as well, but that's the main one, okay? And, you know, it just depends on what's going on. I had a journal when I was looking for a house. I had a journal when I was trying to find a car. I mean, it becomes more than you plan for it to be, because when you start dreaming and thinking.
Yeah.
It becomes bigger than you imagine,
because
it's pen to paper, and
yeah.
It's whatever your brain thinks it needs it to be.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because I like what you said about dreams. You said you had a journal for looking for a house, for looking for a car.
Mm-hmm.
How did journaling help you in those processes?
It is unlimited thinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's no one there to tell you what you can't do or what can't be done. Or why you can't do it, right? There's no limitation. So for me, journaling allowed me to dream out loud and on paper.
Okay.
Right? And so it's just like somebody's vision board, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do vision boards,
yeah.
Right? If you're visual in that way. But it's with words.
Yeah.
Okay? And so you can do that in the same way. And you can create categories, or you can just sort of describe sort of what you want to see. You know, do I want my garage in the front of the house or on the side of the house? Do I want a balcony or do I want, you know, a sunroom?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about what you want it to look like. The great part about it for me is going back and seeing if that actually came to pass.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of stuff that I put down, that I listed, that I wanted in my house actually came to pass. Because I listed everything and I prayed on that list, those are the things that actually occurred.
Yeah.
Like, and I, is it something that you say, okay, I manifested that? Or is it like, okay, God, these are the things that, you know, I need in my life, or mm-hmm. these are the things that you want me to have.
Right.
Either way, I put that down in faith mm-hmm. and I wrote it down on paper mm-hmm. and I prayed on that. And so to me, that says that I already believed that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I like being able to go back and look at that and say, see, look at this.
Yes, I love that.
Seeing what happened.
Seeing those answered prayers. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, what you're saying, it reminds me a lot of scripting. And mm-hmm. I did an episode or two episodes about scripting, actually. And if you didn't listen to those episodes, scripting is a type of journaling where you write about the future that you want as if it already is. Mm-hmm. And so that reminds me a lot of that. So another question that somebody has asked me mm-hmm. is, what's the difference between a journal and a notebook? Because I had gone to this writing retreat and I posted in my IG stories, like, look, y'all, I only brought two journals or something like that, because I don't count these other right. things because they're notebooks, right. not journals. And right. so somebody was like, what's the difference between right. a journal and a notebook? So what's the difference for you? Or is there a difference for you?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It depends on the mindset, right?
Okay.
I think, you know, when you're talking out loud, it doesn't seem like there's a difference. But when you start to utilize it, mm-hmm. maybe there is, right? So when I was looking for a house, I had the dream book, right? That was my dream journal, right? And so I went to see my financial planner, and we started talking about what I needed to do to get ready to have a house. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't do this. He's like, no, you can do it. You can do it. He said, I'm looking at everything here. All you need to do is stay out of Target. If you stay out of Target, you can absolutely buy a house. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think that's all I need to do. Great. So I loved Target back then. So that was my goal, to stay out of Target, right? No more journals, no more pens, no more all that extra stuff.
No more journals.
No more journals. So,
So did journaling help you stay out of Target?
It did, because I had to write that down. Okay. Today, I did not go to Target. On this date, I did not go to Target, and that helped me. So, having said that, I also then started a notebook.
Okay, and so what was in the notebook?
The notebook was the business type stuff,
right.
okay?
Right.
More financial stuff. Mm-hmm. It was more serious,
yes.
like, okay, now I've got to, you know, figure out what I need to get from the credit stuff and all of the, like, business grown adult type
the
stuff.
The adulting.
You know, the adulting stuff. And, you know, a list of areas that I wanted to look at and, mm-hmm. you know, real estate agents and places that I needed to visit or not visit and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, inspections and all of the stuff that you don't want to think about, but you need to think about, that you have to do, but you don't want to do.
Yes.
The serious stuff, that's a notebook.
Okay.
You know, kind of like homework, mm-hmm. but not quite. Now, don't confuse that with the type of notebook, okay? Because you
right.
think notebook like spiral.
Right.
It doesn't matter how it's bound.
Right.
Okay? It's
right.
how you're using
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay?
Because you could take a spiral bound
Absolutely.
Notebook and make that a journal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Do not confuse
We're
that.
We're nerding out here, y'all.
Absolutely.
So if you are not into journaling, you're probably like,
what is going
in the
on?
World?
Yes, absolutely.
But if you're into journaling, you're probably
you get
totally
it. You get it.
Into this.
You get it. Because some of my early journals were notebooks.
Right.
Physical,
right.
like three subject
yes.
notebooks, okay?
Yes.
So
five star
notebooks. Mead. Okay. Red covers, blue covers,
yes.
Mead. Loved those with the little, you know, subject dividers.
Yes.
Oh, they were great. Anyway, so.
Oh my goodness. That is so funny. So, yeah, I agree with that. For me, the difference is how I'm using it. So a notebook, I always say like a notebook is something that I use to take notes in when I'm like in a meeting or something.
Yes.
Whereas a journal is my place to dream, like you were saying. Yes. It's also my place to, like you were saying earlier, just get to know more about myself.
Right.
And of course, my prayers as well. So, yes, there's totally a difference.
All right. Well, now you're talking about two different things with that, with the different notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep all of your notebooks?
Notebooks, no.
Do you keep all of your journals?
At this point, yes. So years ago, I threw away all of my journals from I think it was from college back. I threw all of
them
away.
Did you shred them? Like, God, what do you mean you threw them away? Like, meaning somebody could actually pick them up and read them?
Somebody could pick them up because I put them in the dumpster.
Oh, my gosh. Names were named? Like,
yes.
Oh, my.
And I don't even know why I decided to throw them away.
Just threw them out.
But I did. But I haven't thrown out any journals since then. And so that was, like I said, I think I did that probably like my early 20s. Like I was probably 20 or 21.
Did you do that because you needed room?
Yeah, like, because I was getting ready to move across the country.
Okay.
And so I was like, I didn't want to leave them for my parents to find.
Heck no. Absolutely not.
I didn't want to leave them for them to find. And I couldn't bring them across the country with me.
No.
So I threw them all away. But I haven't thrown away any of my journals since then.
Don't ever do that again.
So that means at this point, I have 20 plus years I know. Worth of journals.
I do too.
Which is...
A lot. Well, see, okay, so some of my friends have instructions, right?
Oh, I need to do that. Like, destroy, like, if I die, destroy these.
And I've told them, you know, like, in this cabinet, these are the ones that you keep. No one is to see these. And in this cabinet, you can do whatever. Give them to the Smithsonian. I don't care, okay? But just don't let anyone see them.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah, you've got to give instructions.
Yeah,
right?
I need to do that.
Yeah, I need to do that.
So are your journals, you mentioned cabinets. Are your journals all, like, perfectly organized and all of that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
The old ones, as in the Mead notebooks, not to be confused with the journals, but the actual physical notebooks.
But notebooks that are journals.
That are journals. They are stacked under, like in a cabinet behind closed doors.
Okay.
That was the selling point of the house that was on the list of the stuff in the journal that I wanted. Okay?
I love it.
I wanted a house that had tons of shelves and storage.
So I can store my journals.
And I can store my journals.
I love it.
Okay? So yes, those are stored there. Now, the current journals...
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. I have the cute little decorative baskets.
Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of overflowing on both sides of the bed and just kind of in the shelving. And not so much of an order. No.
Yeah, mine is just a complete mess. I have a bunch in our attic. And my husband even said to me, like, the last time, because I won't go in our attic because I'm, like, scared of it.
Yeah.
And so...
Sounds like me in my basement.
So,
I don't know what's down there.
Right. So the last time I like gave him some journals to put up there, he was like, you do realize that there is not infinite space in the attic.
We're running out of space.
Yes, we're running out of space because of my journals. So I don't know what I'm going to do. If anyone listening to this has some tips, let me know.
Please.
Let me know.
I have no idea what I'm going to do.
So... So we've been nerding out about journals.
Yes.
Let's nerd out about pens. Ooh, do you have a special pen that you journal with?
So I started out not being a pen snob, but I am now a pen snob. Okay. And there's a reason why.
Okay.
I'm left-handed. Okay. Let's start with that. Yay for the left-handers. Now.
My brother's left-handed, so I have a... I have an affection for the lefties.
Well, I also write very hard. Mm-hmm. So I hold my pen, like I grab it, like it's going to go somewhere, okay? Which means I bear down on the paper.
Okay.
So I cannot use, like, a thin nib, you know, scratching the paper. It's got to be
Some little wimpy pen.
No, I cannot. I cannot. It's got to be that fat ballpoint, you know, so I can curly-cue all over the place, right? Now, having said that, though, when the brain juices are flowing, mm-hmm. there's stuff all over the place. Sometimes when I go back, it's hard to understand it. And then that sometimes the pen is smearing.
Okay.
That's when I become a snob.
All right. Okay?
So that's when you have to think about which pens work best.
Okay.
And
so what are they?
All right. So.
What's the verdict?
All right. So Bic.
Okay.
Bic makes some great pens.
Okay.
Gelosity.
Gelosity.
Gel pens.
Okay.
Now.
If y'all want to sponsor
yes.
the Righteous Babe podcast, give me yes. a call.
0.7. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Don't do 0.5.
Oh, wow. This is getting deep, y'all.
Don't do 0.5. Those are too thin.
Okay.
1.0 is too fat.
Oh, wow. Are y'all writing this down?
0.7 is perfect for me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Bic Gelosity. Any gel pen, actually. Sharpie makes a great gel
yes,
pen as well.
Yes, Sharpie does make a great pen.
Yes.
I am not a pen snob. Yes. I will basically journal with whatever, except for it must be a pen. I cannot yes. write with pencil.
Let's not do a pencil.
Yeah. But I will basically write with whatever pen. However, I have discovered recently that Sharpie makes really good pens.
Great pens. Also, I do not do fountain pens. Those are just, you know, no, those yeah. are for decoration. I don't know why. They just, I feel like, you know, Benjamin Franklin. Why would you use a fountain pen? Not signing the Declaration of Independence. Anyway, so.
Okay. So we're going to stop nerding out for a minute. Okay. And I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Yes.
And that is that you review your journal. So
yes.
what are some things that you have learned about yourself, or how has reviewing your journals helped you?
I have learned that I am not afraid of a challenge.
Okay.
I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But journaling showed me that it's okay to take a chance.
Yeah.
And I say that because I have lived all over. And if you go back and read some of my journals, those journals document the places that I've lived. So, you know, I grew up in Louisiana. I went undergrad at Southern. I went to grad school in Grambling. Then I moved to Dallas, Texas, moved to South Carolina, lived in Indianapolis, and now I'm here in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling allowed me to keep up with those different places where I knew no one
mm-hmm.
when I moved there. And so that gave me, I guess, the strength to, I don't know, follow through.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't know anyone or didn't know, what have I done? I've moved halfway across the country. Journaling was sort of like my person, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, but I put it down on paper.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to be confident in knowing that what I'm doing is not as crazy as I thought. Everybody else thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. And so going back and reading that, sometimes when I feel like I'm crazy for making certain decisions, mm-hmm. going back and reading these journals helps me realize that I'm not that crazy. That, you know, that I've made some decisions that mm-hmm. may seem crazy, but eventually they work out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's good to go back and read because, you know, you're in the midst of some foolishness when you're writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why you're writing it down, because you're going through it.
Right.
And eventually you come out
of it.
And you
yeah.
come out of it, and it's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to write it down first, though.
Oh, I love that. So, what advice would you give to someone who wants to start journaling?
Just put pen to paper.
Yeah, just
you,
do it.
You do not have to be a writer. The journaling part is between you and the journal.
Right, yeah.
It's not to be shared unless you want to share it. So
right.
there's no pressure. There's no pressure. It's just something that's supposed to help you. Mm-hmm. It should never be a situation where you feel pressured or stressed about it, or, oh, right, my goodness, it's the AM. I've got to write something down in the morning. I've got to write something in the afternoon. Oh, I got to write something before I go to bed. No, you don't. It's just, what do you feel?
Right. You know, exactly.
Just whatever you feel, write it down. It could be one sentence. Mm-hmm. Write it down.
Exactly. And if you're not sure where to start, prompts are a good way to get started. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to give you your prompt for this week. If you want to find some more people to nerd out with about journals and journaling, then you need to know about Write and Shine Co. Write and Shine Co. is a collaboration between my company, C. Jane Wright LLC, and Shine by Charlene. And we'll be hosting our first live event on Saturday, June 24th at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time in Atlanta at the Swan Coach House. This event will include a gourmet lunch, dessert, tea service, and a journaling workshop led by yours truly. That's all about how to silence your inner critic and move forward in spite of imposter syndrome. Each guest will also receive a journal gift box to help you continue your journaling practice. Each box includes a journal, 30 writing prompt cards, and a beautiful necklace with a bird pendant to remind you to trust your own wings when the fear of failure tries to stop you. Head to writeandshineco.com to learn more and to snag your ticket. All right, so each week here on the Righteous Bay podcast, I give you a journaling prompt, and this week is no different. So today, I want to give you two, actually. And they're inspired by some of the things that LaRonica was saying about how journaling really helped her say the things that she wanted to say and get to know herself better. And so here are your two prompts. The first one is, I wish more people understood that I am, and then you just write whatever comes to mind with that. So again, I wish more people understood that I am. And the second one is, what I really want to say is, and then you just get out whatever it is that you want to say about whatever, right? So again, I wish more people understood that I am, and what I really want to say is. All right. So as usual, I'd love for you to hit me up on social. I'm at Righteous Babe. You can let me know how your journaling journey is going. And if you want to be on the podcast to share your journaling story, I would love, love, love that. So just hit me up and let me know. LaRonica, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yes, this is so much fun. It's always great to nerd out with somebody else. Absolutely. About journals and pens and other
things. I feel so alone.
So thank you again. And again, if you have a journaling story that you want to share, just let me know. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.